So this patient has neonatal respiratory distress syndrome, NRDS, also known as hyaline membrane disease. This is caused by a deficiency of pulmonary surfactant in premature neonates. Pulmonary surfactant is an oily substance that maintains alveolar patency, prevents the alveoli from collapsing. So if you have a deficiency of surfactant, you get alveolar collapse and you get respiratory distress syndrome in the neonate. Now, the reason for this is type 2 pneumocytes, which produce surfactant, do not increase in number appreciably until 35 weeks gestation. Type 2 pneumocytes contain specialized organelles called lamellar bodies. Lamellar bodies, okay? These produce surfactant. USMLE wants you to know that. And they ask this in NBME questions, weird factoid, but they will say in a neonate who has NRDS, what's most likely deficient? Answer could be lamellar bodies. Now, in this question, they give you a bunch of weird answers. They want you to know something called the lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio. This is also known as the dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio. Okay. Now, I know those are a bunch of long words right there, but lecithin and dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine are the same thing, and you need to know that they are increased as the fetal lungs mature, okay? So a high lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio is a good thing. A high dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio is a good thing. Quantitatively, it tends to be greater than 2 or 2.4. USMLE is not really going to focus on that as much as they are the qualitative principle of you merely knowing, such as in this question, that a deficiency of lecithin would be consistent with NRDS, or they could easily ask a deficiency of dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine that would also be consistent with NRDS. So choice B, phosphatidylinositol, is just a distractor, no relation here to the surfactant or fetal lung maturity. I should note, I did not list this as an answer choice, but phosphatidylglycerol is also a component of surfactant, and that is important in fetal lung maturity. Okay, so you can't have two correct answers, but you should just be aware that a deficiency of lecithin, aka dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine, and or a deficiency of phosphatidylglycerol, that would portend poor prognosis for the neonate, okay, and lead to NRDS. Choice C, pulmonary citrate to saline ratio. I completely made that up, okay? I was just being an asshole. So that's not even anything that exists. People tend to choose weird things as distractors, so I threw that in there. Sphingomyelin, obviously that's the denominator in our ratio. So that should be low compared to lecithin and dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine. And then surfactant protein D, that's an interesting one. That actually is high yield for ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome, which tends to occur in adults, such as following sepsis, trauma, even pancreatitis. But that is a marker. Surfactant protein D is a marker of alveolar epithelial cell injury. So they have a question floating around on one of the step one NBMEs where they ask in a patient with ARDS about which of the following would be increased. And the answer is surfactant protein D. And it's one of those questions, very factoidy, similar to lamellar bodies, right? But they want you to know that surfactant protein D is increased in ARDS, but in NRDS, it does not bear the same significance. That's it.